A desire to give. Every Saturday night after my bedtime prayer and every Sunday morning after my prayer time, the Lord pours upon me a very special and strong anointing. This covers my entire body, and many unusual things happen to my body during these times. It is hard to explain exactly what takes place, because both my body and my mind feel so strange to me. These powerful anointings always happen to me when I have to do the miracle dance on Sunday mornings. Ever since I became a Christian, my desire has always been to give. At first, I envied those who were able to give tithes and offerings, because at that time, I was not able to. We had just moved from California, and my husband wasn't saved. It was a year and a half later when Roger was saved. During the second week of his Christian life, he began to pay the tithe, because that is what I asked him to do. In response, our blessings began to increase more each day. Until the present, we have never had to ask for any material thing. God continually blesses us more than we expect. I am not bragging about this. I just want every Christian brother and sister to obey the Lord's word about this, because I know each one who does will be blessed in the same way we have been. I can never not give to anyone who needs help. My husband and I do have limitations when it comes to giving, but I want so much to be able to give more. My plans for giving, when the Lord blesses me with His promises of financial resources, are to support mission ministries and the homeless in this world. I told the Lord that when He makes me rich, like He has promised that I will be, there will be no hungry children in this world. As I have grown in the Lord, I have learned a very important lesson about giving. Early one Saturday morning in May 2000, I passed by the children's car wash, and I stopped there to help them out and witness to them about Jesus and to give them a salvation package. As I did so, I noticed there was a group of people on one side who had some food. They were very friendly and invited people to talk about Russia and an evangelistic crusade that would be held in June. They were collecting offerings for the Russian church. I had only $40 with me, and I immediately gave it to them. When I went home, I felt a deep desire to give more. My husband wasn't at home that day. Suddenly, I thought about $500 in cash that I had saved for my own emergency use. So I asked the Lord, and He told me that I must give it. When I returned to the site of the car wash and gave the money to them, I felt very happy. After I got into the car, I began to laugh with such joy that I couldn't stop laughing all the way home. The minute I walked into the house, I began laughing harder and I was jumping up and down with unspeakable joy. That whole day I experienced great happiness, and I wished to give even more. The reason I was so happy is because I knew the Lord was happy. In fact, He told me He was very pleased with what I did that day. Ever since that month, the Lord has blessed us more than we could have imagined. For a while, I didn't even tell my husband, but a few months later, I told him and he seemed pleased. Usually, we discuss whatever we give, but this time, I did it with my own savings. From this, I have learned that whoever gives with love will be blessed 100-fold. The ability to give makes me want to praise God more and more. I have been saying to the Lord that I want everybody to be able to afford to read my book, especially young children. I can imagine how they will be excited when they realize what they have waiting for them in heaven, where there will be pleasures forevermore. Our Lord has a very special love for children, and I share this very special love for them. I pray for young people and youths alike each day, asking God to save them. My husband and I have no desire to have more than what we have already. The Lord blessed us with whatever we needed before we knew Him, and we have always lived comfortably. We never have been rich, but we never really cared to be rich. Right now, our desire to be rich is solely for serving the Lord and letting our lives make a difference to others. In fact, I would feel very uncomfortable if I had an expensive house and car. This is because I realize that so many people are dying of starvation and there seems to be a lack of funds to send out for the important work of missions around the world. I believe, even if I don't want it, the Lord will bless me with a better house and car, because He already showed these things to me. Before I became a Christian, my greatest desire and most enjoyable activity was shopping. Now all of that desire to shop is dead. However, I do want to buy nice clothes to wear to God's house for worshiping my Lord. I know He looks only on our hearts, but I want to respect and honor Him at all times. When we are standing before Almighty God, we should look our best. I used to feel very guilty when I wore nice clothes and jewels to church, because I knew some people couldn't have these things. However, the Lord told me never to feel guilty wearing what He blessed me with. Even though I communicate with the Lord in the Spirit, I feel He is so real to me, and He is watching over me both on the inside and the outside. Therefore, I fear displeasing Him so much. I tell Him, "Whatever I want to do does not matter to me anymore, Lord, because pleasing You is everything to me. My life on this earth means nothing to me if I cannot please You." He has answered my prayer this way.
"Daughter, what you are saying is very pleasing to me."
Usually, His words are very few. This really refers to every Christian. If you have beautiful clothes or jewelry, please don't feel guilty about wearing them. The Lord has told me that we must not hide from others what He has blessed us with. It is good that unbelievers know that Christians are blessed. I have noticed that many Christian sisters feel very guilty about wearing what they have at church. Let us not worry about other people, because showing them what God has blessed us with gives them hope of the Lord's blessing in their lives as well. This I know. The Lord is very pleased when we look our best in His house. Many times the Lord has told me,
"You look beautiful, sweetheart, in the church."
After all, what doesn't He know about us?